Should we listen to those who claim to be modern-day prophets? That's what we're going to talk about in today's episode of Grace in Focus. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. I'm glad you've tuned in today. We're highlighting one of our popular blog posts. The post is called Don't Listen to Your Prophets by Dr. Bob Wilkin. At the end of the program, I'm going to come back and tell you how to get subscribed to our blog and some other free resources, so stay tuned for that. As for right now, let's go to Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Thanks for listening to Grace in Focus Radio. My name is Sean Lazar.
Hi, Sean. I'm Bob Wilkin.
In this episode, I want to go over, it's probably a controversial topic here, but it's one of the topics that Bob recently wrote about. You can find it online, the Grace in Focus blog. You can go sign up at faithalone.org. A blog appears there every day, and we'll send it to your inbox so that every day you can start off your day with a thought from the Bible, an encouraging word, a word that's going to increase your understanding of the Word of God, that'll challenge you, that'll make you think. It's not necessarily all devotional. It's really just, we do different topics. You know, we like to play with this thing. Sometimes it's devotional. Sometimes it's a Bible study. Sometimes it's a historical study. We want to keep you on your toes. One of the topics that Bob recently wrote about is don't listen to your prophets. Now, this is kind of interesting. Just because someone comes to you in the name of the Lord and says, I have a word from the Lord for you, does not mean you should necessarily believe them.
Yes, exactly right. And of course, many people, including myself, believe that the prophetic gift stopped with the end of the apostolic age and will pick up again during the tribulation. But in any case, whether you believe there are prophets on earth today or not, there were prophets when Jeremiah was writing. And there are multiple examples in Jeremiah where God tells people through Jeremiah not to listen to the prophets.
For example, in Jeremiah 27:9, it says, therefore, do not listen to your prophets. Or Jeremiah 23:16, therefore, do not listen to the words of the prophets. In Jeremiah 27:17, do not listen to them. This is a prophet telling the people not to listen to the prophets. It's kind of interesting.
Right. What happened was there were lots and lots of prophets who were giving a false message. They were saying, we're not going into Babylonian captivity. Nebuchadnezzar's not going to be able to take our people away. And then when they were taken away, they would say, it's not going to be a long captivity. It's going to be a very short captivity. And we're going to break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar very quickly, and we're going to be right back here. And in fact, during the time, just before and during the siege of Jerusalem, God had Jeremiah tell the people, go out to the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, and surrender. Mm-hmm. And if you do, you'll have your life. That's what I want you to do. I want you to go out there and surrender. Instead, very few people followed that and did listen to Jeremiah. Most people thought the right thing to do was to disobey Jeremiah and listen to all the other prophets.
Right, and you could kind of understand why they'd listen to these other prophets. These other prophets had a happy message, right?
Right.
It's like, you're going to live, you're going to win, you're going to be victorious in this life, and you're going to prosper, and you don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, don't Which we sounds, have people yeah, like that,
that
today?
That sounds a lot like a lot of people who claim to be prophets today. And so who would believe Jeremiah's sad message that, you're going to suffer, and you're going to go into captivity, and you're going to lose all this stuff, but you're going to live as a result, so just give up.
Well, here's an example from chapter 27, a few verses before the verse you read. Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, who was the king of Judah, bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, as the Lord has spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? Therefore, do not listen to the words of the prophets who speak to you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you, for I have not sent them, says the Lord. Well, it wasn't only in this one case. There are lots of examples. You remember the case in 1 Kings chapter 13, where God sent a young prophet from the southern kingdom up to the northern kingdom to prophesy against King Jeroboam. And he got up there and he made this prophetic message and he was leaving. And God had told him, don't eat or drink anything when you're in Samaria and don't come back by the same way. Right. And so he was leaving by a different way. And King Jeroboam had offered him food and wine and offered him rewards. And he said, no, I can't. I've got to leave. He's leaving, and this older prophet catches up with him, And he says, come and eat with me. And he says, no, I can't do that. And then this older man says that he too is a prophet, and God had told him. He says, I too am a prophet as you are. And an angel said to me by the word of the Lord, bring him back with you to your house so that he may eat bread and drink water. But he was lying to him. 1 Kings 13:18. The young man came to his house, ate and drank. Then the older prophet said, you're going to die. He went on the road, and he was mauled by a lion and died there and was ultimately buried in the tomb of this older prophet.
Right.
Well, the point is, he was wrong to listen to another man who claimed to be a prophet.
Yeah, even though he talked about he was a prophet and an angel spoke to him and he claimed all types of supernatural stuff, that young prophet was wrong. God told him, don't do it. It doesn't matter what the second prophet comes along and says.
Right. The book of Galatians is about don't listen to the Judaizers. The Jerusalem Council, Acts 15:1, there were people who were saying you have to keep the law of Moses to be saved. They were wrong.
Right.
All through Scripture, we know that you're not to listen to every voice that says they're speaking for God.
And that includes us. That includes this program. I mean, we expect you to open up your Bibles and check your Bibles against what we're saying and believe it on the basis of what the Bible says, not us.
Absolutely. Acts 17:11 says, the Bereans were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they searched the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Well, these things were the preaching and teaching of the Apostle Paul and Silas, his co-worker. If they were going to check out the Apostle Paul, obviously they should check out you and me or our pastors or anyone, because we're ultimately responsible before the Lord for what we believe. We can't say, oh, wait a minute, Lord, the preacher you gave me said such and so. That's like, you know, the woman claiming that it was the snake's fault.
Right.
And the man claiming it was the woman's fault.
Right.
Everybody's blaming somebody else.
You have to take control of your own spiritual education, and God is going to hold you responsible for that. The enemy has sent out lots of false teachers into the world, but then there are gifted teachers who just make mistakes too, and you need to check the Bible against them too. It's not always like an intent to deceive or to harm. People just make mistakes. You need to check it against the Word. Let me give you an example. I have some very good friends of mine. They were defrauded of tens of thousands of dollars that they needed that money. But they were defrauded of that money by someone who they trusted, who claimed to be a prophet and the Word and God. They said, God told me that if you sow this amount of money into this ministry, you're going to be multiplied many times in return. And this is God's will for you. If someone comes to you and speaks to you like that, the hairs on your neck should go up. You know, your little antennas should start dingling, because your spider sense should be tingling, because that is a sign that something bad is going on. And you definitely need to check what they say against the Word of God.
That's exactly right. And there's so many things today where the people are well-intentioned. And as you said, Sean, they may be accurate on 95 things out of 100.
Uh-huh.
But if they're wrong on a very important issue, well, that can be very telling. For example, let's say they're clear on so many issues, but when it gets down to what you must do to be saved, they're giving the wrong message.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, then you don't want to listen to that.
No, I remember I was a young man, brand new Christian in Montreal. I was reading my New Testament on the bus. I think I'd been a believer for about a year. And then there was these two young men in white shirts and black pants and like crew cuts. And they had American accents and they were just so very nice. And they came over and noticed that I was reading my Bible and they started, oh, I see you're reading the New Testament. And I said, yes, I am. And they said, are you a Christian? And I said, yeah, yeah. I just became a Christian last year. And they said, would you like to read the rest of the Bible? And I was like, the rest of the Bible? What do you mean? And they said, oh, well, you know, Jesus Christ came to America and there's a record of his ministry there. And here, let me give it to you for free, the rest of the Bible. And so you know who I'm talking about. They claim to speak, you know, on the authority of a prophet. And that took a couple years of me having to check things out of what they said. And I just feel for people who are not grounded in the Word of God and who really don't have any defense mechanisms against false prophets like that.
People can be duped.
Yeah.
And so we need to take to heart the message. Don't listen to everybody who claims to speak for God. If they're saying something which doesn't sound right, check it out.
Right.
And if you find that they are off on a fundamental doctrine of the faith, like, for example, the deity of Christ, mm-hmm. or justification by faith alone, like the Mormons are, or many other issues.
Or if maybe someone says the Pope is the head of the church
exactly.
on earth.
Exactly.
Check that out.
Right.
And is there such a thing as the Pope in the Bible?
Right.
Is really the church in Rome supposed to be the mother church of every other church on earth? Check that out. Does the Bible say that? Is there anything even remotely like that in the Bible?
And when you find the claim is wrong on a fundamental doctrine, don't listen to them anymore. Don't keep going to that church.
Right.
Don't keep reading their books. Don't keep giving them money. That is just flat out wrong. What you need to do is to participate in a solid Bible teaching church. Make sure you're supporting a church that's accurately teaching the Word of
right.
God.
Now, we are not a church. We're not a denomination. We just publish a magazine, Grace and Focus, which you can have for free. But on our website at faithalone.org, you can go to our church tracker list. And we have a number of Bible-believing free grace churches. And one might be in your area. And we would encourage you to go on there and check out to see if there is a Bible-believing church in your area that is clear on grace and clear on salvation.
And so the point is this: God himself warns us not to listen to people simply because they claim to speak for God. And catch this, even if they're in the majority. You see, the prophets that Jeremiah was speaking against were in the vast majority. And so the fact that someone says to you, well, look, this doctrine must be right because the vast majority of evangelicals hold. The majority is not necessarily right. We need to listen to what God says. We need to let the Spirit of God take the Word of God and change us from the inside out. And we're each individually believer priests. We're responsible before God to search the Scriptures daily to see if these things are so, Acts 17 and verse 11. And that's my challenge, and that's our challenge to you today.
Thanks to Bob and Sean for that great discussion and great reminder on checking out those who claim to be speaking on behalf of God. Now, I want to tell you about a few resources that may help you. First of all, I want to tell you about our blog. Our blog gets updated daily. That means new posts are hitting it every morning. If you subscribe to our blog, you'll get free updates on new blog posts in your inbox. It's a great way to stay connected and to grow and mature spiritually. In addition to that, during the discussion, Sean mentioned our church tracker. You may say, well, what is that all about? Well, if you go to faithalone.org, that's faithalone.org, you can click on the button that says Connect. And under that, it says Free Grace Church Tracker. So what you'll see when you click on this is an option to put in your zip code or your city. The map will jump to your location and show you if there's other Free Grace churches in your area. The reason why this matters is because it's a quick way to find out if there's like-minded believers that teach something similar to what you might hear on this program in your area. This is a great resource. It's completely free. I hope you'll take advantage of it on faithalone.org. We've got all kinds of other free resources on our site, faithalone.org. I hope you'll take advantage of them. If you'd like to send a message to Bob or Sean, they love to hear from listeners. I'll give you our team's email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Well, as you know, it's Friday, which means we're facing another wonderful weekend. I hope you have a great one. Don't worry, we'll be back on Monday with another exciting edition of Grace in Focus. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and until then, let's keep Grace in Focus.